Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Schochter, the monster's doctor. Dr. Schochter was a doctor like no other. Yes, he attended university and studied hard at medical school, but his patients are not like you or me. His hair was ghostly white and grew upwards and outwards, spiky, like an albino porcupine. To put it bluntly, he looked like he'd been electrocuted. He wore large, round prescription goggles to help him with his famously poor eyesight, and a long white lab coat with elbow-length black rubber gloves was his outfit of choice. It's actually rumoured he's never worn anything else. Ever. But anyway, as I was saying, Dr. Schochter's patients aren't like you or me. They're, well, monsters. Yeah, you heard me right. Monsters. Frankenstein's lost an arm? Dr. Schochter stitches on his replacement. Dracula needs a root canal. You can count on Dr. Schochter. A werewolf has fleas. They'll have to go somewhere else. Dr. Schochter is not a vet. I'm just kidding. Dr. Schochter deals with any and all supernatural ailments. You might be wondering how Dr. Schochter became the number one GP, that's ghost practitioner, in the land of the living and the dead. Well, it all started one Halloween evening back when the doc was in his final year of medical school. He was at a fancy dress party with his friends, dressed as a vampire. He'd spent months working on his costume, hand-stitching together a cape made from his grandmother's curtains and custom-making fangs from some spare rubber left in the medical labs. He looked the real deal. The party was great fun and he got loads of compliments about his costume and how realistic it looked. Doc loved Halloween, so he was buzzing with the kind words about his vampiric impersonation. He well and truly had a bout of Transylvania mania. Walking home along the canal, a colony of bats swirled over his head. Ha, that's awesome, he thought to himself. Psst, up here. An indistinguishable accent from up above, Doc whispered. He stopped, looked around, and then up to the bats in the sky. He shook his head and chuckled.
Surely not. Too many sweets for me. It's time for bed.
Oi. Is it up here, you moron? What are you doing walking around as a vampire in plain sight? You're going to get caught.
Doc was now certain that the bats were talking to him. Were these Hollywood-level costumes? Ultra-realistic anthropomorphic drones designed to trick trick-or-treaters? Or were these actual, genuine vampire bats?
I'm sorry, but you're talking to me?
Queried Doc, trying to stay calm. He was both petrified and excited in equal measure.
Well, who else would be talking to Count Domula?
An especially sassy bat retorted.
You're going to get us all caught.
I'm sorry, but I'm not a real vampire. This is just a costume, Doc struggled to confess. A chirping chorus of bats murmuring and squabbling overhead began until one proclaimed,
Okay, you've seen too much. You're coming with us.
And before Doc could process what they said, the bats flipped down and picked him up in an impressive display of strength and organisation, and flew off with him. Doc doesn't remember what happened after that, but all he knows is that he now lives in a surgery saving monsters on a day-to-day basis. Today is an extra special day. It's Halloween. Doc still loves Halloween, even though it tends to be his busiest day of work. It's the last day of the year that the monsters get together for one final celebration of all things eerie and spooky. Doc's receptionist, Melanie, is a Gorgon. That's a vicious female monster from Greek mythology with sharp fangs and hair of living venomous snakes. You can't look Melanie in the eye or else you'll turn to stone. And that's just extra work for Doc to turn you back. To combat Melanie's stony gaze, her official uniform includes tilted mirrored sunglasses so that she's never actually looking you in the eye. A pretty genius invention from Dr. Schochter, it must be said. Melanie was busy taking calls from patients. Zombies eating undercooked brains, bogeymen with blocked noses, and witches with broom splinters on their bottoms. It was shaping up to be a busy night.
Help me! Somebody help me!
A small creature shouted as it burst through the surgery doors. They ran past the waiting room before Melanie could tell them to slow down and crashed through the door to Dr. Schochter's office. Brilliant, thought Doc. That's the fourth door this week.
Can you help me, Doctor, please?
Dr. Schochter was just finishing applying a new set of bandages to a mummy and turned to see the small figure in front of him, a big, round, orange head with carved eyes and a spooky smile. It must be a jack-o'-lantern. And what seems to be the problem, son? Asked Doc. The young jack-o'-lantern pointed to his big, round, orange head with carved eyes and a spooky smile.
This!
What do you mean, son? Looks a perfectly normal, perfectly healthy pumpkin head to me. I suppose I can take a look. Can you open your mouth and say,
ah!
Shouted the young Jack.
I don't want my head to be a pumpkin! It's stuck! My head's inside the pumpkin!
Complained the patient. Oh, I see, a quizzical doc responded. So you're not a jack-o'-lantern, then?
No, I'm not!
Replied the young not jack-o'-lantern.
I'm a boy! A seven-year-old human boy and my head is stuck inside a pumpkin!
Oh, yeah, I can see that now, said Doc. What's your name, son?
Zack!
Replied the seven-year-old human boy. Zack-o'-lantern, joked the Doc, trying not to burst out laughing.
That's not funny, complained Zack. My head's stuck in here.
Okay, hold still. Zack heard the whirring and whizzing of power tools through his pumpkin head. What was going to happen? Okay, it's important you stay remarkably still, instructed Doc. The sound of what sounded like a drill got closer and closer and closer until... Doc lifted the pumpkin off Zack's head, and he was free.
Thank you. I thought I was going to have to live the rest of my life with a pumpkin on my head.
That's quite all right, son. But can I just ask, how did you find my surgery?
Oh, well, I was walking along the canal and I saw some bats.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.